The next time we find the princess and our four ponies, they're sitting on the bank of a river. And the river is called the River Shannon. And the River Shannon is the longest river in the British Isles, Grace. Do you know how long it is? To the princess, it was the longest river she'd ever seen in her life. There was no river in Kerry like that. None at all. But it actually flowed into the sea through Limerick. And it's the longest river, and it's 214 miles long, and the river can talk. It was in the olden days, like before you were born, and before your grandfather was born, and before your great-grandmother's great-great-grandmother's great-great-grandmother was ever dreamt of, rivers could speak. And the rivers of Ireland used to even hold conversations with the stones of Ireland. Absolutely. But the thing about rivers is that they were different from stones. All the rivers were singers. And they were actually superb singers. And the River Shannon was the greatest singer of them all. In fact, the River Shannon was like an orchestra singing.
Yes, but the rocks were very, very good at singing too.
Well, the rocks were good at singing, but the rocks were mainly good at conversation, chatting. Sometimes the rocks would sing as well, but rivers were specialists in song.
Yes,
and in fact,
yes, but I bet the stones were the best were the best on that singing at the Skelligs.
Well, there were no rivers on the Skelligs, so the stones didn't have any competition. But in County Limerick, there was an awful lot of competition because the biggest and best river in the whole of Ireland was going into the sea in County Limerick. It was flowing into the sea, and all the river could do was sing. The river was not able to speak. The river was only able to sing. Now, have you ever met anyone who could only sing and who couldn't speak? Would you like to meet somebody like that?
Yes.
And everything they sing, everything they'd say to you would be a song? It would be a bit like me trying to tell you a story that goes, Grace, the next bit of the music.
That's weird.
That's weird, I know. Yeah. Oh, yes. The rivers were basically the very first creatures of all to make opera. Operas were created by rivers, you know. All that. Have you ever been to an opera?
Nope.
Right, but you've heard it.
But I would never want to go.
Yeah, good. Very good. Because if you went to an opera, you'd hear nothing but singing.
I know.
And that was what it was like in Limerick.
I know.
Hey, give me a burst of high opera singing, the kind you don't like. Give me your highest singing in the loudest possible voice. Swallow. We'll do it again. 1, 2, 3. Go! Right. Well, I tell you what, there are other kinds of opera singing, like this one. Low!
I know! Low and high.
And what about the ones in the middle? Anyway, the River Shannon could sing every high, medium, low, off the wall. The River Shannon could even sing like a counter tenor, Grace.
Could he sing the trees?
Sing what?
The trees. On the song of the trees.
The song of the trees?
Yeah, could he sing that?
I don't actually know that. I don't think he could, actually. I don't think that. Well, in fact, the river Shannon was neither a man nor a woman.
No.
It was half and half.
Dad,
yes.
I gave you one question. Could he sing the trees or not?
I don't think so, but we will find out.
I can sing the trees.
Go on, sing the trees then.
No, I get embarrassed when I sing in public.
Okay. Well, we don't worry about that. The main thing you have to know now is that the poor old princess was very wet, and the four horses...
And her ears were breaking because of the music.
Yes, it was very loud. But horses have very sensitive ears. They're able to hear a long way, but also they're able to adjust their ears so that if the music is too loud, like from the river, they can turn it down. And the four horses, all four of them, had to turn down the sound from the River Shannon. But the horses actually secretly were quite pleased to have arrived in County Limerick. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they actually found it a bit restrictive being stuck at the bottom of a cliff on an island in County Kerry. You can't do much galloping there, can you? And Limerick is a county famous for its horses. What did you say just before we finish?
I said that her hair was black because of the river water, so no one knows that she's the princess of Kerry.
You're right, actually. I wonder what will happen to her then if nobody knows that she's a princess from Kerry. We'll find out in the next chapter.
Dad?
Yeah?
What? Remember you told me that one day you would tell me about what the scissors amazing thing what he did on that saved the life.
Oh yes, oh God, I will. But that's a long way away because we've only got to County Limerick. Do you know where we have to go next?
Where?
Limerick, Clare, Galway.
Where is the place where the scissors saves the princess' life?
Donegal. Donegal is a long way from Limerick. We've got a lot of adventures to go.